How could hell be any worse? I'm sure that's found in many, many vinyl collections around the world.
In many 99-cent bins across America.
No, I never see that. I look through those, quite a few of those bins, and I never run across that. But
they're all at my house.
Does it still sell to this day?
Yeah, it's still selling. I'm getting rich off it, but I'm not paying the band.
Should never say that
sounds,
on the radio.
Sounds like a normal thing. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a normal thing. And, you know.
Once I take over the band, though, they won't be able to talk back and complain.
That's right.
And
Brett's ideal right situation would be that he's the only original member of that Religion Rap.
No, the only member.
The only member. Period.
Replace everyone else with Android.
Period.
I don't need them. I am that religion.
But so Flipside and Maximum Rock and Roll, best band of the year. What was that for 88?
And best album of the year.
Best album.
I think the best album of the year is a lot more
important.
Prestigious.
Yeah, although I think the Mind Over 4 album was a little better.
The Mind Over 4 record?
Yeah.
Never caught a glimpse of that.
Really, I have it at home, but I haven't listened to it.
So, and you know, a lot of people. I even saw a review in BAM, BAM magazine.
Yeah, that's
heavy.
Not normal.
Guys, okay, so, you know, getting up there.
You didn't that's only because my friend's girlfriend writes for BAM,
and we let them into the country club. So.
Got those connections.
No,
yeah. So we let them into the country club.
It's not what you know, it's who you know. Don't let anybody tell you any
that's
different.
Right.
Yeah, another
thing was pretty neat. But did you catch the cover of Billboard?
No, didn't see that.
Rolling Stone, did you catch that one?
That's the Stone cover, eh?
Yeah.
And then was the cover of Newsweek.
Our interview in Esquire and Playboy.
All coming up, man.
Brett's going to be in the Fortune 500 next year for top grossing album companies.
So don't forget.
Top grossing record company Weasels.
Can't forget Spin Magazine. So a lot of people talk about the lyrics to Bad Religion songs. Is that mainly you, Greg?
Both
of you guys. A lot of, you know, it's goes beyond the. It's very literary, and you know, I'd almost compare it to Darby Crash lyrics, you know, because they're
Darby.
Because you just gotta, you know, it's like you
well,
gotta reap.
That was a time when there was a lot more artistry in punk music.
Yeah.
And the words meant a lot more back then. And it sort of diverged from that to go into untamed lyrics and just anger.
There's one line there, the whirling nebula in my brain.
That's mine.
Something like.
Yeah, Brett can.
Heavy, man.
I stole that from him.
It's anechoic nebula.
The anechoic nebula.
The anechoic nebula rotating in my brain is persuading me contritely to persist.
Still
off? Yeah.
Sit cow.
Actually, you know, on the first EP, and I made deliberate effort to emulate Darby Crash. He was like my favorite.
His lyrics were, you know, nobody to this day. I mean, people.
Well, I think Greg has surpassed Darby at this point. But
he's still alive.
Mind Over 4.
So Pete, hey Pete, what's happening, man? What's I heard you got a something's wrong with your femur.
It's just.
That's not his favor, man.
So any upcoming shows you guys got?
Yes. Yeah, we're playing May 9th. Well, May 19th, we're playing in Santa Barbara at La Casa de la Raza.
What is that, by the way?
Raza's house.
It's a
the house of Raza.
It sounds like a Spanish supper club.
Yeah, it's
a, or something
it's like
that.
A Mexican hall.
It's
they used
a hall.
To have they used, that was like where that. Gary that was where Golden Voice's first show was ever is up there.
Really?
Yeah, and then we're playing I think June 4th with the Ramones at the Financial Court Theater.
Oh, that'll be great.
Yeah.
We can expect May.
That is May 19th in Santa Barbara, the Costa de Raza. And June 4th, the Ford Theater.
Jane's Addiction selling out 8 nights there.
We could do that. We just don't want to.
We don't feel like it.
Guys are building up the.
I think
the,
you said the key word there, and that is sell out.
right. I'd like to say something that Rock City News advertised two shows in the issue that's of Rock City News that's out now that we're not really playing.
What's Rock City News?
It's just it's a newspaper, a rock and
another fine publication.
Yeah,
it's kind of like LA Rock.
And
TV,
they
that's what I thought it was.
And the shows listed in the current Rock City News. Are false. We're not playing them. We're not playing
fenders or coconut teaser.
Who put those in?
No, we
don't know, but it's neat.
We will someday, but those ones that are listed currently
little,
are
false.
Who put them in there?
So don't be misled. Don't be misled.
Yeah. Which
don't
one
be
you misled. Guys said okay to him?
No, I didn't say anything. I read them.
All right.
Well, if you're, Pete,
also you're coming out there, we'll be selling out 10 shows at the Anson Ford Theater.
Count me in, man. Count me in.
We'll and, put you on the list one night.
If you want to talk to Bad Religion, any members, you can call here 642-2957. Maybe.
Oh, they're not lighting up.
Maybe.
I'm hurt. I'm crushed.
You can
what was that number again?
Let me go out and call. What's that number?
642-295. There's a okay, phone right around the corner there. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Call
we'll
ourselves.
Wait.
We need some callers.
In the meantime.
I like to say that I love my girlfriend over the air. Hi Maggie, I love you.
He puts us all on the spot.
That was sick.
Now love Jay connection. And I have to say hi to our wives.
Hi wives. We're married.
Hi girlfriend.
How many of you guys are married? I'm sure that the audience would like to know this.
But see, we're not supposed to say that because we're like, remember the Beatles were like, they were married, but they weren't supposed to tell anybody, so.
Are your wives like Spinal Tap, that Spinal Tap wife?
Jay and I are a lot more secure.
They come in and tell you how to do your album cover?
Well, I'm not married yet. They're married. I'm just engaged.
They should have recorded it in Dublin.
We're still courting.
we're gonna get into another song off the Suffer record, and this is called How Much Is Enough. I'm Adam Baum with Bad Religion in
There's
studio.
There's a phone call.
KXLU Los Angeles.